Indeed, we are on purpose and we claim that you are as well. In other words, you are invited to overcome the difficulties of samsara, the illusion of life, by tuning within and discovering your own portals. You have heard about portals. You have heard about increased vibrational patterns, yes? And so the question, dear ones, dear cohorts of love, is what does this mean for you? What does this mean on your journey? As you travel in your own arena, as you arrive at your own holy awareness, you are going to find that you have secured passage to your higher frequency, to your own portal to truth, because in fact, you are at the place of arriving at your destiny. So as you regard the past elements of your consciousness that you are reviewing, yes, you are reviewing in record measure, and we are quite excited because in fact, you are passing your tests. You are stalling out not. You are dreaming an arrival pattern, an arrival appointment. And that is what it is about these days. Because what you are going to find is you have the ability to take the fast pass, to take a higher vantage point, a higher resting spot, if you will. And this is what you were doing. You were learning how to take the escalator up. In other words, how to not engage in the old karmic patterns, the old dwelling places of the fear, of the sorrow, of the trials and tribulations. Because you are all up against trial, yes? There are a number of old energies or frequency patterns that are dawning upon you, that are surfacing. Now, we caution you to see yourselves as the victim, understand? We caution you to see yourselves as stuck in any way, because what you are doing, and we have indicated this previously, but you are finding a quickening in this regards, yes? What you are doing is stepping up in a grand way and remaking your new roadmap. You are creating your new arrival date because it is dawning on you that you have access. You have access to many new frequencies. You have access to the rainbow energy. And what this is doing is imbuing your frequency with a higher consciousness. In other words, a portal to a higher dimensionality, a new multidimensional purpose. And so, as you signal that you are ready, you are going to find much aid surrounding you, energies waiting to lift you up as you permit yourselves to receive them. Now, what we are finding is there are places in each of your energetic systems where there is still a bit of the grievance, where there is still a bit of the sorrow for past places that you find yourself to be not too pleased. In other words, where have you gone wrong? Where could you have just done a little bit better? And then things would be okay, things would be all right. We are here to help you release those patterns. We are here to help you release that identification. Because in truth, you are love. You are the consciousness of love. And as you continue to bring up the sorrows, you are misidentifying with your truth. You see, in truth, what is needed is your re-identification with your wholeness, with your truth, with your love. And so what you are doing is you are reviewing those places where you have still held yourself as the prisoner, still held yourself in bondage. And in record time, what you are demonstrating is your ability to release even those patterns now, understand? And you are doing so quite beautifully as you align with your identification of truth. You see, you are love incarnate. You are the Christ that you have been seeking. This is not some far off energy to be determined in another locale, in another place and time. Perhaps in a few lifetimes, perhaps in the last leg of your incarnation in this time and space. In fact, these realizations, these pearls of wisdom are due you now. They are due you now as you would receive them, as you would
understand.
One moment, please. Okay, so now I'm not sure who to ask. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a brief pause and ask that all those beautiful souls, all those listeners of our transmission, go ahead and locate the apparatus that will allow the muting of the program, because this is interfering with the frequencies that are coming through. So Susan and Lori, I'm going to ask you to go ahead in the left corner to mute. If you're not able, I would just say maybe bow out of this session and we'll give you a credit for next session, because the feedback's interfering. Perfect. Okay. All right, so let's see if we can move forward from there. My apologies, everybody. Indeed, we would like to address some of the phenomena that you are experiencing. Understand? In other words, as we transmit the higher frequencies, you have been listening to some of the feedback, yes? So let us address this dream phenomena that is occurring, because this is quite important. Remember, it is a dream of consciousness, yes? And so this means that everything you are experiencing, everything that you are witnessing, in fact, is coming up for karmic review, is coming up as a mirror, as an identification of consciousness that needs the review, that needs the releasing. And so, dear ones of the light, we ask you to take ownership, if you will, to notice the beautiful mirror exchange taking place, even within the beautiful channeling of the day. So what you are finding, in fact, is as we stream in the light, as we stream in the higher realm energy, the attunement, if you will, yes, we have already gotten started. You are noticing the dream phenomena, yes, the feedback. Now, we caution you to see the problem as without. In other words, if those good boys and girls would simply mute their phones, no more problem. In fact, they are alerting you to your own feedback loop. Understand? In other words, you are all attuned to the Kuan Yin within. You are all attuned to the Divine Mother, helping you to overlook the past, to forgive, to see life anew. And yet, there is a bit of the quarreling going on, understand? It is the ego consciousness having a debate, if you will, trying to explain your point of view, trying to assert why it is this one or that one in your own karmic wheel should not be forgiven. Perhaps it is your own darling self, understand? So it is quite important for all seeking liberation from the lower energies, from the lower dimensions and realms, to understand that all of life has great purpose. In other words, as you embrace all of the beautiful experiences at hand, what you will arrive at is the golden opportunity. Ah, look at how I interfere with the beautiful words of wisdom coming in from my higher self. Understand? There is one of you that actually has the Kuan Yin energy that is beaming in, that is bringing you great information, great words of wisdom and wealth. And yet there is a bit of the chattering. There is a bit of the feedback loop. Understand? And so it is imperative, it is important to release some of these strongholds, to have the faith that whatever it is that is bothering you or concerning you, even this can be overcome with the energies of love. You see, there are some of you that are at the crossroads. In other words, which road shall I travel? And you were almost trying to do the split. In other words, you are quite aware of the beautiful energy, the beautiful consciousness of the Divine Mother, of the Divine Feminine that is streaming in. And yet there is the energy of the world, the ego, the chastisement of the brothers and sisters trying to impress upon you the ego world, the ego rules of your world, understand? And so you become a bit of the parrot. Ah, this is who I am. This is ego consciousness. We are giving you a hint, a strong hint, because as you deem yourself to be forgiven, as you pardon the beautiful brothers and sisters of the light, in fact, you will be seeking the darkness no more. You will recognize all phenomena as aspects of your own self, of your own journey, your journey within. You will forgive all quite rapidly, quite beautifully, and you will turn to the sunshine. There is a beautiful sun growing within your spiritual heart. It is your destiny to arrive at this resting place. It is your destiny to realize you're at one-ment with your own sun. You're at one-ment with the light of all. Because in truth, the darkness is simply revealing to you those last places that you have overlooked. Those last places where you are continuing temporarily to commit yourself to the old regime. It is a goner. In other words, it is still playing out, yes, in greater voice, in greater fanfare, we understand. But it is coming to an end, you see, because your divine appointment is here. It is here to stay, and it is here to take its rightful place. So we ask you to open up. We ask you to open up to the activation that is at hand, that is springing forth like beautiful springs of fresh water, of fresh awareness, of new ideas, of how to overcome past challenges, past griefs, not by particularly solving anything in the external, but simply arriving at a new place of residence, arriving at your divine appointment, arriving at that place where you correctly identify yourself as being one with the Master, as being one with your true reflection. Indeed, you have arrived home. So at this time, we wish to bring you much joy, much merriment, much relief from the sorrows, from the feedback loops of yesteryear. We ask you to open up to your grace, because much grace is afforded you now. Much grace is afforded you in this day of arriving, as you would receive it, as you would welcome it, as you would establish it as the new energy. You see, it is not so much about solving all of your many linear problems. We do recommend you take trash out on trash day, you pay your bills and so forth. But beyond that, some of the ongoing issues, they are not going to necessarily be solved by the normal traditional linear process, understand? They are going to be solved by your level of consciousness. And that is what we are asserting. That is what we are providing. We are providing an attunement of your truth, an attunement of your innocence, an attunement of your holy arrival. The time is now. You understand. The rainbow energy is here. It is gliding you to your new homes, to your true homes. It is providing you access to all that you would have, to all that you would receive. Now, there are one or two of you that are wanting to receive and continuing to hold the brother or sister hostage. In other words, I am right, you are wrong. you understand. It's the black and white. It's the dualistic thinking. When you understand that the whole world is a mirage, when you understand it is about uplifting all, in other words, as all comes up, all is forgiven, all is healed, and there is a new playground to play with the fresh water, with the beautiful flowers and trees, with the beautiful children of the light, because you all are the children of the light. You tend to see the children as innocent, the adults as heavy, heavy laden, broken, and quite guilty at times. You see, from our holy perspective, you are all the innocent children. We ask you to call upon this vision, to call upon and insist that this truth take over. Now, you may not understand in the logical how this will apply to your life, how you could possibly understand what this means. You do not need to understand the details. It is simply a request that all be pardoned, all be forgiven, and allow your higher self to do the laying out of the tent, the laying out of the details. You see, because overnight it can be done. You can establish your own kingdom of truth. It is simply a matter of priority. It is a request. Are you still residing with the rules of the egoic kingdom? Or overnight, are you establishing the priority of utopia on heaven and earth? It is a choice. As you choose, you will signal to your divine self, to your holy self, to the marriage committee, because in truth, this is what you are marrying. You are marrying your beloved. You are marrying your Christ energy, your holy self. You are seeking balance. You are seeking balance of the masculine and feminine. It is a long time coming. And so do not be, do not be concerned if you don't understand exactly where everything goes. It will adjust over time. The important aspect to our activation is to encode yourself with the willingness of the possibilities. As you overcome the sorrow with the blessings of today, as you overcome the energies of the past with the future of tomorrow, with the positive expectation that there is a new kingdom, you see, it is your divine presence. As you signal to your higher self that you are ready to receive this activation, so will it occur. There is nobody that can override your free will. There is no one that can also stop you from your free will. It is your choice. It is your choice when you are ready. Will you choose it now? This is our hope and wish for each hearing our words, that you will take up the access that you have, the portal ways that are clear, the rainbow energy of light that is dwelling within your own heart, within your own energy field of awareness. Choose light now. Choose love now. Choose to know your true self and wish this for all your brothers and sisters, all those that are lost, all those that have been imprisoned by your false judgment. You see your judgment projected out. It is not something to blame yourself with. It is simply wishing for all prisoners to unite in love. So allow us to seal this activation now. We ask you to relax and to receive your Holy Communion. Dear ones of the light, go in peace. Peace has been established. It is your new paradigm When you do not feel the peace, it is an opportunity to release. It is an opportunity to seek guidance within, to continue to build your kingdom on earth. And so it is. Okay, then. Wow. Okay, so they wanted me to explain some things. So what's occurring is we have all received access. I don't know the name of this, but there's some portal that is available now. And so what we're all doing on a higher level of consciousness is we're exploring those energies. And so as we're doing that, we're bringing to our awareness even more so the places of darkness. And it's funny when they say that, because I'm like, well, we've been doing this for quite a long time now. But what they're saying is our, and I'm getting the chills throughout my body now, our energy has been activated, amplified is what I want to say, so much so that it's kind of like that mirror is just coming to us faster and faster. And they're actually saying it's to our credit, and that we should be quite delighted with our progress as a collective consciousness that we have opened to the light. And they're saying it's really a must, because it's sort of like we were at the place really where we were sort of ready to self-destruct or receive the light. And basically, all the beautiful souls that are waking up on another level of awareness that, you know, I don't personally remember this conversation, have said and agreed to own our light. And so because of that, we're all working with a much higher frequency. And it's creating like phenomena. It's creating kind of like nuisance things, like why are simple things kind of getting even more difficult? And they're saying it's because you're really not the person you were 6 months ago. And you know, they're laughing at us. It's kind of like, you know, we read the channelings, we do our little groups, but we really don't get that things are honestly really changing. It's not like, oh, let's just read a storybook and let's go back to our regular life. Like, this is really a regular life to stay. We really are working with higher frequencies. And they're saying, and that's why all the help is here. That's why everyone's opening up to channeling. That's why everyone's learning how to hear from different angels or your divine self. Or they're saying like names, like really the names really don't matter as much as recognizing that the help is truly available 24/7. And that all that are seeking to embrace these higher unfoldments, these higher frequencies of light, you know, you're good to go in the sense that ample support is available. Ample support is available. I mean, really 24/7 in all different ways. You know, whether you tune in with yourself, you read a channeling book, and they're saying, they want to share this before we go to question and answer, that you can simply tune into your own divine awareness, you know, and if you don't hear the channeling words word by word yourself, they're like, don't worry about that. Just pray and just ask for an answer, and just go about your day, and something you'll see, something you'll hear, that they're saying that the veil is getting so thin that there's so many ways to get the communication to us. That and this is what they really want to share. They're saying, which is really paramount, is do not do this alone. They're saying they're watching some of us, probably me included, just like in despair sometimes, or just in these places of suffering, thinking that, you know, well, you know, I'm kind of stuck here. They're saying, you know, nobody's doing this alone, that if we really understood all the spiritual support we have throughout our day, we would join the fun much faster, much, much faster. Okay, so I share that, and we're going to do the questions and answers. So we'll start with Alyssa, because I know I remember, I'm so curious. I see that mirror, and it looks like a string of affirmation notes or something. I just love that. I want to come over and visit and see what that is. But I remember that from last time. You did not get to ask, so ask away. Okay, I can't hear you yet, but I have total faith that we'll get it done. I still can't hear her, but she's so cute, and she's got these affirmations leading her way.
Okay.
So you can hear me, obviously, because you would not have lasted this long if you couldn't. So you can go ahead and type your question, and I'll listen to that question. And maybe you can, maybe I'll email you, and you and I can just play together and see if we can figure that out. Well, you and I can have lots of time and see if you can figure that out for next time. But in the meantime, just go ahead and type out your question, and we will... Okay, so in the bottom of your screen, it's technology today, isn't it? It's really getting the best of us. In the bottom of your screen, you'll see where you can chat. And I know you did that because last time you wrote saying you were leaving. Do you see that? Okay, so why don't you work on that? It's on the bottom of your screen. Like if you put your little arrow down there, you'll see where it says chat. And while you do that, I'm gonna go ahead and move on to Louisa, and then we'll come back to you, and then your question will be all there, and it'll be, oh, there you are. Ha ha ha, you caught up. Okay, thanks for your support. Any information I need to know following Sunday's channeling, as well as any message for this upcoming, okay. Okay, so just, what can we tune in? I can do that. All right, so of course I can't hear you say your name, but I'm just gonna tune in to you.
Louisa.
Okay, so I'm so sorry, Louisa, I confused you. I'm going to go back to Alyssa because she did. Oh, I thought maybe I was going to hear her. Okay, one moment, please. You have an opportunity to look within and discover your own truths, because as you continue to seek without, as you continue to demonstrate yourself as a martyr, in other words, choosing to believe who you are by the reflection presented to you by another, understand? You will find that you have cause for pause. The correct approach at this time is to discover the awareness that the truth truly resides within, understand? So you're looking for some new energies. You are looking for some divine appointments that in fact are not recorded in the ethers. In other words, you are going to be the source of this new material. So it is a bit like the composer or the bit of a playwright. As he searches and peruses the library for information on what can be procured, what can be created, and what can be bestowed upon him, he will find himself coming up short, because as beautiful as the other master composers perhaps have been, and the information that they have recorded and shared with all of mankind, they have not left your music, your composition, understand? So part of the mark of a master, which you are discovering upon, which you are awakening to, is the realization that the Christ energy, the Christ child, resides within. Now what this means is that you have access to all. Part of understanding this Christ consciousness is understanding your innocence, arriving at this place where you are on purpose and discovering the reason and purpose for your true incarnation. Your incarnation is not about recycling old energies. Enough of that, yes? Been there, done that, out with the old pie, out with the old garbage, shall we say. Now, in truth, you understand this, and this is what has led you to this day. This is what has led you to be curious about our amplification. What are the new energies about? How can I receive them? How can I liken to them? How can I bring them forth within me, understand? You see, now we are cooking. Now we are getting you ready for your true start. You are at a place where you are arriving that you have a new painting to make. In other words, there is a brand new canvas that has been delivered. Perhaps it is in your bedroom, perhaps in the garage or what have you. But it is a brand new canvas, and this is where you are at one wonderment. You are seeking, what should I paint on it? And you are reviewing. Now what you will find is none of the past guidebooks are going to give you the information for what you are seeking. Because, dear one of the light, you are seeking to discover your true self. You are seeking to discover your true holiness. As you acquiesce to past energies not, as you acquiesce to the thoughts of the brothers and sisters, well, why don't you paint a picture of a flower? Why not paint a picture of a rainbow? Understand? These are all good guesses and all good ideas, but this is not what your incarnation is about. You are due to arrive at a gift, a holy gift of truth, and you are due to bring forth a new discovery. Understand? This is the reason for the pause. This is the reason for needing the time off, if you will, from the external guideposts, from the external suggestions or remedies, because you are about to discover truth and a truth that has not been claimed before. You are here to bring forth the new energy, the new appointment, and this is the mark of a master. So from this point forward, consider yourself to be a master. A master of your truth, understand? It has not arrived before, so you will not find it at the library. You will not find it in the reflection of even well-meaning friends, well-meaning tutors, and perhaps teachers. You will not find it in the energies of those having relationship with you up to this point, because in good measure, they have been having a relationship with your former self, understand? They have been having a relationship with your ego consciousness, but this is where you are going to leave them in the dust, because you are learning how to permit yourself to forecast you into the future. In other words, to bring forth some visionary artwork that will come through in your own timetable, through your own resources, and through your own channel discovery. So we say take your time with this, no rush, because in fact your divine appointment is already there. You have already secured passage for it, your rites of initiation, if you will. This is some of what you're still experiencing, the rites of initiation. Remember, at every twist and turn, it is about learning what your own truth is, understand? There is some of the blame, and this is what we are going to ask you to release. In other words, if only you did not do this, if only I did not listen to you here, if only you did not recommend this or choose this for me, this is what's interfering. In other words, drop it all, because it is all irrelevant. But also understand and have patience with yourself that this is why it may feel like you are stumbling in the darkness trying to find the light, because these are new energy patterns that you are developing. You are learning to trust yourself and only yourself, yes? It takes a bit of a time to get used to this. It is new for you. It is a bit like learning how to ice skate when you haven't done so since a little kid. You will get the hang of it, but it may take you once, twice, or three around the skating rink. So have faith, have patience, love yourself to victory. And this is too coming to you sooner rather than later. But when you forget, simply brush yourself off, apologize to self or others, and reprogram yourself. Remember, you are set, your thermostat is set for love. As you choose to provide love as your guide, as you choose to trust your own inner teachings, your own inner truths, you are going to discover a beautiful gift that is representative of your true self. From there, you will find your divine appointment. You will find your new opportunities for releasing, creating that better world you are seeking, yes? So remember, it is a time to go within your gallery, to not look over at other galleries. Well, what is he painting? What is she painting? You see, trying to get the ideas. The ideas are going to come from within as you continue to learn to reside in your own inner truth. It has been a long time coming. And so because of that, the wheels are a little squeaky. Give it some time, apply some good oil, and you will be off to the races in no time. All right, my love. Those are your words of wisdom, and you are so very welcome. It's a beautiful message, really beautiful, and they're saying very timely, very timely. And this will be recorded, so you can go back and listen to it. Okay. All right, Miss Tanya, you look so beautiful. I want to take a picture of you. You got like you just somehow are coordinated with your background. I don't know how. And how can we help you today? Oh man, I can't hear you either. Oh my goodness. There is some, oh, I can hear you now. Oh, goody, goody, goody. I can hear you just a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, but I can hear you now. I'll take it, I'll take it, I'll take it. This has been technology day. Okay, how can we help you, honey?
And I want to see what kind of message you have for me with this. You know, I'm really focusing on just letting go and letting the universe work through me, trying to get out of my own way. And I realize that in order to do that, I have to keep the channels clear of, the negative self-talk and the doubt and the, limiting beliefs of myself and not feeling like I'm good enough. And so right now I'm going through this time period where I'm about to teach yoga. I'm a new yoga teacher, and I still have a hard time when I get up in front of the class. I can't remember what I want to say, and my words get all slipped up, and then I get all hard on myself afterwards because I feel like I did so bad, and I'm judging myself. And so I kind of have this going back and forth where, I surrender and I just trust so much that the universe is going to work through me and just help to guide me. And then I get in a situation where I'm actually teaching and I make my intention. And then again, it's like, I feel like I fail at it every time.
Okay. And the last thing you said is you feel like you do what every time?
Fail.
Okay. I thought you said fall, and I'm like, that can't be the right word. Okay. All right. So a moment, please. Your angels are just so proud of you that you took the leap of faith. I can't even begin to explain to you how pleased they are with your courage. So the first thing they're saying is to apply that good medicine and take it into the heart. In other words, you're passing your test just through your bravery. Just through your bravery, and they're asking you to be a witness to that. In other words, to understand that you're following the spiritual discipline of being a disciple of love. In other words, you had that inner intuition that was saying to go forward, and despite the fact, and I'm getting the chills for you, sweetheart. I can't tell you what a turning point this is in your life. And despite the fact that you were hemming and hawing and didn't know how in the world that you were going to create success, you were willing, they're saying, to be a disciple of the union of truth, in that following those impulses, following that inner voice over what your ego wanted to do, because your ego wanted to stop it, create all kinds of, I'm going to say this, there were actually a couple of not disaster scenarios, but ways to kind of stop it from occurring that you could have created, and you said no, you chose not to. So they're asking you to understand that you were ready, got to the finish line in a huge way, because there were a couple of impasses and you were like, you know what? I don't have to do that. I don't have to slow myself down already. I don't have to slow myself down again. I can go forward with love. And so that's what they're saying, is just trust the fact that you have already passed. You have already awakened. You have awakened to the divinity within you, and that you trust the divinity within you more than you trust those voices. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's like you play those tapes for so long, it's almost like that energy is just in the ethers, and it's just it's sort of like if you have a police car or ambulance, whatever, it's like that really high noise, and as it kind of drives out into the distance, you keep hearing it, but it gets lower, fader, like the noise fades away. They're saying it's going to be like that. Your job is to keep serving divinity. When you come to it from a place of it's like a Christian phrase from the Bible, but it's basically, everything that you do, work at is working for the Lord, not for man. You're not trying to, and you use your words, substitute your own beautiful words for this. but you're not trying to impress the clients that show up. You're not trying to be the best yoga teacher that you can be, because that's all going to be ego stuff. It's all going to be like evaluation. I did well, I did not do well. I passed, I didn't pass. You're trying to, not even try, but this is about a process of whatever the goal of yoga is. So being one with universal energy, being one with prime creator, whatever it is, and I honestly don't do yoga, so I can't tell you, but I may show up at your class now. So it's about serving that energy, that being your focus. Because when they're saying, when you become one with that truth, which you do so beautifully, by the way, all that other stuff will go out the window. So it may be like in the first couple of moments, it's like, you know, you may be subconscious. There's an audience. There's like, you know, my little ego evaluating me, yes or no. So therefore they are too. There's a little bit of projection, you know, like, what do they think of me? So here's what they want to say. They're not thinking anything of you. They're worrying about themselves. Can I do the position she's doing? Can I get it right? If there are any in the room that are in ego, it's all about themselves, because that's what ego does, you know, and they're trying to do their own little thing. So don't worry about that. It's more so the your own self stuff, which you get. And so then they're saying, like, in the first moment or so, if you still feel that, then that's fine. But that, just get into the yoga yourself. So get out of the I'm a teacher, and more so that I'm just modeling how to do this. And part of your modeling is really about being in the energies. Because once you're in the energies, you're no longer in the ego consciousness. And that's really the whole point of yoga. So it's like, so focus on, you know, and I used to do this actually when I first started my channeling. It's so funny. When I started my meetup groups, the first minute, I was a mess. I mean, I sounded fine, but I was a mess. And then once you really get out of yourself and it becomes about service, it's not about being good or bad. It's about service. So they're saying, like, you know, if there was a natural disaster, if there was a flood, and, you know, you're volunteering to, they're showing me, like, this line where people are passing things like supplies. So everyone gets in a line and you're passing supplies. When you're in that line passing supplies, you're not thinking if you're doing a good job or not. You're just thinking about, how can I serve? How can I help? And they're saying that's what you're doing, because your brand of yoga is really quite unique. And I feel like you're gonna still be developing. I still like you have more bells and whistles to ask, but add. But it's not just about, you know, how can I become a better athlete? It's really about serving the kingdom of God. You have that higher awareness, that higher teaching. So they're saying, you know, if anyone should be self-conscious, it should be the ones that are teaching yoga, thinking they're doing such a great job. And they are, for their level of consciousness. But you bring in such a beautiful gift, because you bring in that higher awareness. And what you're really doing, there are going to be those that are going to be led to your groups that honestly are just trying to get into better shape. They're like, ooh, you know, this will make me healthier or whatever. And lo and behold, they're going to start getting into those spiritual levels because of you. Because that's where you shine. Not only do you have, like, the physicality of it, but you have the consciousness of it. And there are those that are actually going to be your disciples that you're really teaching. You have been, in other lifetimes, just a beautiful, I almost want to say a yogi. I mean, you have really reached very high levels of accelerated spiritual teaching and learning, and that's what you're remembering. That's what you're remembering. So you learn by doing. You learn by doing, and you took the first step. And I can't explain this, but I actually see, like, you had like other probable realities that you were like, no, we don't have to do that anymore, because I'm ready. So you already got the A+. I don't know how to, I want to send you like a gift certificate for $50 to a steakhouse or something. It's like, you already, like, cleared so much old energy. I can't even explain it to you. Second, this is about spiritual advancement for mankind, and you're handing supplies. I mean, you really are. You're handing supplies of consciousness, and that's what people are going to grow into. So when you get that self-conscious stuff, you know, which is just ego consciousness, it may linger a little bit longer, but understand that just go back to service, because when you go back to service, it's no longer about you. And when I tune in, everybody that's attending, first of all, you're beautiful. First of all, like, you're fit. I mean, if anything, you actually trigger insecurities in others, I'm sorry to tell you, because they're comparing themselves to you and feeling like they can't measure up to you. So, not that you would want that, but if just to confirm that it's really not about your performance, it's really about their performance. They're much more concerned about. So as you're going to actually help heal that for them, because as you hold the vision that this is like a class of ascension or growing a consciousness or getting in touch with those higher energies, you're actually going to be healing some of their insecurities, believe it or not. And that's just it, and that's the beautiful marriage. You're going back to your truth, and say your name, please.
Tanya.
And say it one more time.
Tanya.
You're going to be amazed at the opportunities they're going to present for you. Like, this is like, you're wading in the water right now. You're just getting your little baby toes wet. Like, you don't even have a whole foot wet. That's how far you're going to end up going with this. And I got this. I got like these angels, I have a picture from Facebook from 100 years ago. I don't know where it is. But anyway, it was like these really solid angels, and they're kind of like encircling. They're kind of like, you know, like a group hug before a performance or something. That's how I feel like they feel about you. They're just so, your spiritual committee is so pleased with your willingness to say yes. And they're like, what a brave soul we have on our hands, because they're like, now we can work through you and create miracles. You're gonna be non-stoppable. You've already done, 75% of the hard work, having the courage to say yes. So you're gonna have like a little bit, I don't know how long it lasts. When I started my meetup groups, maybe the first month, you know, I would hyperventilate the first 30 seconds. And then it was like, you know, whatever, you know, I'm here to help. How can I help? It's fantastic. I mean, it's beyond fantastic. So I will find out where you are and see if I can get myself over there. Okay, I'll leave you with that. Okay, Louisa, I'm so sorry. I started with you and then I didn't start with you. So I'm back. How can I help?
Okay, yes, I got confused. Well, I just typed something. I don't know if you can remember.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you another one.
I see it. That is so funny. I thought the message, ha ha ha, oh my goodness. You sent this message. It's all work. Yeah, I thought it was Alyssa that sent it, and it was you. But it's all good, because I was just tuning in for our best and highest. Because you cannot go wrong when you do that.
Yes.
Okay, so now on to you. I received an email from an old friend. Okay. Okay, so let me tune in. Is there anything you need to know? One moment, please. And are you comfortable saying his first name?
Well, I wrote it over there.
You wrote it. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Well, I don't see his like first name is all I'm looking for.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Louisa.
And say it one more time, please.
Louisa.
Testing the waters. Testing the waters. Is it a good flying day? Should I take my plane out? Should I not? Testing the waters. And say your name one more time, please.
Louisa.
Trust the higher process of it. In other words, trust your divine appointment. Trust, oh goodness, how do I say this to you? Trust that everything's going to work out for, let me say it this way. Trust that whatever's in your best and highest good is what's going to manifest. There's a little bit of interest. Testing the water, seeing how it feels, seeing how the energies feel. I don't know, and say your name one more time, please.
Luisa.
I don't know the actual outcome. It's testing of the waters is what I hear. So simply just hold the vision that whatever's best for you is what's going to manifest. Get your linear self out of the way. You don't want to waste time on the wrong paths and the wrong roads. It's kind of like, you know what, my higher self, you are so in charge of my life right now. And when you do that, you just know that you're covered. You know that you're covered. But he's trying out the energies to sing how it feels, what's up. I feel like there's like too much free will involved to even try to make any predictions on what's going to produce from that. But he's kind of trying out the energies. Okay, so let me just tune in on what else is available for you and say your first name, please.
Luisa.
You have more information coming through for you. So you have more learnings, more opportunities, more they're saying like Skyping with the stars. And when they say the stars, they mean like the heavenly stars with the higher dimensions. You have opportunity to take your channeling, your receivership to a much higher level of consciousness. See, that's what I thought the other day when I saw you. I kept feeling that way, like practice, practice, practice. And say your name one more time, please.
Luisa.
Understand that you have a very strong affinity for it. You have a very strong spiritual gift in this area. And you have the ability, to see your truth. When I tune into you, you see, I don't see you as Luisa anymore. I really don't. I see you as like a spiritual goddess of some sort. Because you're starting to resonate with that energy. And so what they're saying is the more that you allow yourself to expand into that truth, the faster that you're going to be able to bring in those higher realm teachings, those higher realm information, and to really go for it, to really feel like not bound by your linear lifetime. In other words, you can still have your linear lifetime. You can have romances, you can have family, you can go out for a nice dinner. But I'm doing cards for you. And I've got spirals of manifestation. To me, like when I get that card, like that means I'm on a roll. Like I'm just on a roll. Spirals of manifestation. It's like energy is just coming through from the heavens. And that's how I feel about you. When I tune into you, that is just how I feel. That it's almost like, how do I say this? It's like when I'm looking into spirit, shock of the new. The next card I got for you is shock of the new. So it's like new energy, new experiences. When I tune into you, I'm getting 777. And to me, that's like, like they always play that in Las Vegas, 777, like those are the lucky numbers. So I feel like you have an opportunity to really be graced by spirit in terms of, how do I say this to you? How to do it? Because it's so one thing to say it, and it's such another thing to actually manifest it. But, this may sound strange, but it works. Allow yourself not to be Luisa. Allow yourself to really be part of the sisterhood of spiritual beings that have incarnated on Earth for the purpose of expanding consciousness, waking up consciousness. Because the more that you identify with that as your true identity, you're gonna very quickly tune into the higher realms. And that's what I feel like they're waiting on. It's like my strong feeling, my friend, is that like you're basically sitting on a gold mine and you're saying, where's my next lunch gonna come from? And I'm like, well, you're sitting on treasure, right? So it's, and we've talked about this 100 times, that it's like, on the one hand, there's no hurry. On the other hand, time is waiting on no one but you. And it has to do with, Yeah, every journey starts with a single step. Every journey starts with a single step. So go ahead and get started. Get started with what you do know. And they're saying, it's, you're almost like Tanya in a little bit, with the whole ego stuff. Get your ego out of the way. What if I could channel? What if I could just write? What if I could just talk in light language? What if I could? What if I could do twice as much as I could do yesterday? In other words, the more that you give yourself permission to kind of like, I kind of see you going like this, like letting, how do I say this? Like releasing like the ego stronghold and just allowing yourself to be who you really are. And this is kind of like, how do I say this? This is what wasn't supported probably by your parents, whatever, because I feel like when you came in here, you were just natural like sister. You just feel like a spiritual sister somehow of like the stars. And so because it wasn't reinforced, you know, it's like positive reinforcement. Well, this doesn't get me a piece of cake, so I don't want to bring this out. This doesn't get me a pretty pony or whatever. But this is what you're learning how to do. You're learning how to arrive at that place. Well, you know what? No one's going to positively reinforce me anymore. It's for me to bring forth. And that's what you're learning how to do. My strong feeling is the reason I keep saying this is you are actually reinforced not to identify with this aspect of self. I don't know what it was, but your parents, I mean, I'm sure they were lovely parents, but because they didn't get it, it's almost like they didn't want to see it because they didn't know what the heck to do with it. So like, don't do that around us, you know? And so that's what you're learning how to do is almost like be your own parent again in terms of welcoming it. You know, welcoming it. And so, you know, when you're a parent, it's like, oh, I'm so proud of you. And you're like the best mom I know. I don't know of another mom better than you, equal to you. I'll put myself in that category, but not better. I mean, you're amazing. Be that good of a good mom to yourself. Like if it was your son and he had these gifts, how would you treat it? Wouldn't you be so excited? Wouldn't you believe in him? Wouldn't you just see him just, you know, bringing this to the whole world. Like, I can't get the words out, but it's like nothing is impossible. Like you hold that for your kids. I know you do. Do that for yourself. Do that for yourself. And what you're gonna find is it explodes. It just starts exploding. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's it, sweetie. I feel like your connection's there, just waiting for you to start doing your thing. All right, you're so welcome, sweetheart. Lori, let's see if Lori's still here. Let's see what happened with Lori. Lori, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh my gosh, Lori, I am so excited. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so, so glad. I didn't know if it would work or not, so I'm glad it did. Okay.
I'm on the phone.
Well, no, I see that. That it's technology. Okay. It's all new to me too. I mean, honestly, I was raising a child when technology came on board, so I'm trying to catch up myself. But most importantly, how can we help you today?
Okay. Well, I always feel like I'm stuck. I'm a business owner, and I always feel like I have a step forward and two steps back. And I have a lot of negativity around me. I'm trying to get past the negativity and get out of my own way so I can move forward.
Okay.
Any suggestions or insight?
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, and so when you say a lot of negativity, is this like self-created negativity or just the environment that you're around?
Well, family, and, you know, it just like, I feel like I don't have their support.
Gotcha.
And belief.
Gotcha. Okay.
So that doesn't help.
That does not helping any. Okay. I gotcha.
No.
Okay. So a moment, please. And say your name for me, please.
Lori.
And say it one more time, please.
Lori.
And say it one more time, please.
Lori.
Thank you. Okay. So what they're saying is the first step is to do some self-forgiveness. I feel like you've just nailed your coffin. And you're inside. And what I mean by this is just an analogy. Don't worry. You're alive and well and healthy. You're at the gym, for goodness sakes. But nailed it in terms of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of you know, like kind of like the damage is done, it's too late, I should have, could have, would have, why did I choose that, why did I do that, you know, that kind of thing. So I understand there's a lot of negativity in the environment external to you, but I also feel like some of that is simply mirroring how you may be kind of like brooding, not aware of this, of course, but kind of like, you know, kind of throwing insults at yourself. Unnecessarily, of course. So they're saying that you don't need to be a martyr to the past, but you also don't need to hold on to it any longer in terms of it in any way, shape, or form, having anything at all to say about what you're able to create moving forward, because you're a master. You're holding very high. And Lori, say your name one more time, please.
Laurie.
And you're holding very high energies, very high, I was going to say manifestation potentialities. So my strong feeling is as you release some of these old energies, some of these old frustrations, and I can almost see you at the gym, like working out with the frustration of it all, like getting this out of your physical body.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's how it feels to me. I'm thinking, no wonder she's going to the gym. But that you also need to bring the love energy. In other words, to have a heart for yourself, have compassion for yourself. Because if what drives you is the frustration of what you were doing, that's good. That's good because it's motivating you forward. But it's also bringing forth like the past resentments towards about self. And that's actually your Achilles heel right now, because it's keeping you from bringing in all this positive energy, in the sense that like equals like. So if you're holding like an energy field of just love and appreciation for yourself, well then that's what you're going to be able to bring in and bring forth, because like equals like. If you're holding an energy of like, you know what, and I'm not saying you're saying this, like I'll say this about what I used to say, it's like, I'm just the biggest screw up. I can't believe I wasted all this time, da, da, da. You know, that kind of stuff, like that negative self-talk. What you're going to do then, unfortunately, is just attract that, because that's what you're emphasizing. That's what you're focusing on. So they're saying to your delight that you're recognizing, and to your credit, you're recognizing that it's time for change. And that's part of what prompted you to like come here, or do whatever else that you're doing, is that you're seeking other guidance. You're seeking other counsel rather than, you know, the old story that you keep sharing with yourself. So the one thing they want me to do, there's a book that came through my way. So I'm going to email you the name of the book so that you can get that and look into that. And basically, it just helps supports you in like always bringing love to yourself, no matter what comes up, no matter what memory, no matter what frustration, because, and it has some, they're saying it has some healing codes or healing encodements or something, because some of it's channeled, so that it's gonna help you like make the shift. So they're saying to remember that right now, the universe is set up for all of us to succeed, and to succeed in an incredible, long-lasting, here to stay way that has never been gifted to us, that, you know, we as a collective whole have received grace because of the upgrades, because of the frequency evolution in this place and time. And so because of that, as you choose to empty the chalice and fill it up, like fill your loving cup with love and appreciation for self. So love and appreciation that you recognize your due change. Love and appreciation that you recognize that there's a new way to do this. And that you can love yourself for having the courage to witness your true self. And they're saying that's what's dawning on you, is because you are, you do have very high consciousness. You are receiving the awareness. Oh, I lost that thought for a second. But basically, you are receiving the awareness that there's sort of like a new you ready to come out. And that's what you're responding to, and that's what you're listening to. So you're a little bit like, you know, reminding me of Tanya. It's like Tanya's taken that first step out into the physicality in terms of starting to teach that yoga class. And my feeling is you haven't taken that first step in the physicality, but you've taken that first step in the sense of What kind of physicality in terms of reaching out for better opportunities, for better promotion for yourself, for better ways to approach this? And it's signaling to yourself, what you're doing is what they're saying is you're receiving the signals from your higher self that changes do you. And so what you know, what I can promise you, I mean, honestly, sincerely, it's actually only a matter of time that you arrive at your destiny, because I do feel that you have made an agreement, you've made a pact with your higher self that that you're ready to succeed, that you're ready to, and not succeed in terms of the external, because what you're going to recognize is as you succeed in the internal, in terms of your own consciousness, in terms of your own happiness with self, the external is going to start advancing really quickly. I feel like much quicker than you could even imagine, because my strong feeling is you're a very adept manifester. Like, manifesting is really not your problem once you get the consciousness right, once you clear up some of the energies. And it has to do with like giving yourself a break. You know, it reminds me of, you know, and I did a lot of this work myself, so I totally empathize with anybody out there doing this. It's like we can only work at a level of consciousness that we're at. And so, you know, really that's the best that we can do. And to be honest, once we give ourselves that compassion, you're going to see the world in a whole new spectrum. And they're saying a whole new color spectrum, a light spectrum. But they're saying first, it's the compassion for self. So that's what's needed. The party's not over. You know, it's kind of like, oh, I'm going to miss my party. I'm going to miss my divine opportunity, you know, like the good things that could come to me. You haven't missed it at all. You haven't missed it all. And here's another one. I'm using these oracle cards just because they just help me pinpoint stuff for some people. I don't know. I've just been playing with it the last couple of weeks, actually. And I've got, I don't know what, 55 cards or whatever. And so what I get for you is the same thing I just got for Louisa, interestingly enough, is spirals of manifestation. And here's the thing, of all these cards, it's actually my favorite, because it basically means like the God energy is in your life waiting to help you manifest the good. And so what I feel like it is really just releasing all the, like all the burdens of the self, all the burdens of the places where you feel like it's too little, too late. Because honestly, that's hardly the case. You're an amazing manifester. The only thing that's broken is just like kind of like your inner self, and not broken, but just needs a little bit of clearing. From that place, you're going to be working with such beautiful harmonies. I feel like you accept like the higher frequencies very easily. And from there, I actually feel like you're going to have some new business ideas, things that haven't even dawned on you yet, and they're going to actually be very successful, because you're going to want it to be as good for everybody else as you finally figured out how to bring to yourself. And I will leave you with that, unless you have a follow-up question.
No, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. It's really, really, really good. So, and remind me to send you that book information. For some reason, I forget. Okay. Absolutely. Okay. So I think we are complete. So let me just bring them forward. Indeed, we are complete and we are not. In other words, understand that your divine appointment is coming up, each of you. And so remember, even when the conference call ends, even when you go back to your own singular experience, we ask you to relieve yourself of the notion or thought that you are singular, and invite you to receive yourself in the plural, because as you stand up to the truth and recognizing that you are all one, you are one with your master consciousness, you are one with your divine self blending beautifully in and through you, you will attest to your beauty, you will clean up ship mighty quick, and be ready to adjust to your alignment with the stars. You are traveling in accelerated energies, and this takes a little bit of balancing. This takes a little bit of adjusting. However, keep your windows clear and bright, because it also brings quite an advancement. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.